When it comes to traditions, Somas Nut House comes to mind. Nuts, candies, trail mix, dried fruit, and gift baskets are affordable for all your needs. Also perfect for your corporate clients. Available online and can be shipped anywhere in the U.S. at www.somasnuthouse.com. Somas Nut House is a landmark in Ventura County and was founded by Stephen Resnick and his parents. Grandma Resnick is now 100 years young, and she continues to provide input to grandchildren, Rebecca and Jeremy, as they carry on this family tradition at Somas Nut House, located at 4475 Los Angeles Avenue, right off the 118 in Somas. Call Somas Nut House at 1-800-266-NUTS. That's 1-800-266-NUTS. That's right. Everyone needs nuts in their life. If you're a business owner or looking to be one, put Littlefoot Construction on the top of your list. Littlefoot Construction specializes in restaurant remodels, tenant improvements, office remodels. Call Littlefoot Construction with all your commercial and industrial needs. Littlefoot Construction works with big or small businesses. Or even if it's a dream, Littlefoot Construction will make your vision come true. Call Littlefoot Construction at 805-491-2759. That's 805-491-2759 for all your construction needs.
Surfaces USA is your natural stone and tile superstore. Come browse the largest selection of natural stone, glass, porcelain, ceramic, and composite tile and slabs. Choose your kitchen or bath countertops from our rich selection of unique and exotic granite, marble, and onyx slabs. Ask about our installation project management and free design consultation services. We bring the wholesale directly to the public. Call us today, 805-604-1568, or visit us online at www.surfacesusa.com. Conveniently located at 380 South Lombard Street in Oxnard. Surfaces USA will help make your dream home a reality.
Let's get it started in here.
Live from the studios of KVTA, Ventura County's inspiration station, this is the Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and so much more, bringing value every day in every way. Join Kim and her friends every Saturday as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. From A to Z, Kim's got you covered. And now here's Ventura County's mom and so much more. It's Kim Pagano.
Welcome, everyone, and good morning. I'm Kim Pagano, and I'm so glad that you are starting your day in a positive way here on the Kim Pagano Show, the brighter side of life. And that's what we do. We talk about anything that can enhance our lives and be our best lives. I'm here with Sherry Gaba. How are you?
I'm great. I missed you all last week.
I know.
But I'm so happy to be here.
There you
in
go.
In my zone.
There you go. And a big shout out to Jennifer. She'll be back in our studio next week. And Tom, how's everything going?
Everything's great over here for Saturday morning.
Yeah, there you go. And we've got MJ Holt in our studio. How are you?
I'm fabulous. Good morning.
We've been talking about you a lot.
I love it. Good, bad, and ugly.
Yeah, I love it. No, but we're excited to talk about thermal imaging of SoCal. And today we're going to really just talk about a lot of different things. But
Health hour, huh?
Yeah.
Sounds
well,
like
it's
hour,
yeah, it's just the brighter side. But, you know, it's really interesting because it's all about how you look at life. And I was doing hair. You all know I'm a hair therapist. And there was a young girl that just found out that she had diabetes. And I was like, oh my gosh. And she goes, nope, now I just have to live a little healthier. And it is.
What
it's
a great perspective, changing the perspective.
Yeah.
On her diagnosis.
And it's like we're all going to get things. We're all going to be given something that we need to, you know, it's like an uphill battle. And I think we need to look at life as an uphill battle.
But as women, I'm really excited that we're going to be learning more about the heart because, you know, the studies are in the past, they were really just done on men. And I think they're starting to see that, you know, obviously not starting. It's always been a problem. Women have had heart attacks. But there haven't been a lot of control studies for women.
Agreed. And what you can see in thermal imaging.
Yeah. And not a lot of people actually know. I mean, as women, we always go, I'll just lay down for a second. Or, you know, we don't recognize it.
Oh, I have how many people tell me, I just don't really want to know. I'd rather not know. I need to take care of the kids and the house and my husband and now my mom because she's at the house now. And we don't make time for ourselves.
Mm. There's a lot of denial.
There
you know?
Is.
It's like people that smoke cigarettes, you know, or, you know, have any sort of addiction. They're in the addiction. If they had to accept the fact that they have an addiction, they would have to stop. So wow. There's a lot of denial even in diagnoses and looking at your health.
Well, that kind of just brings me, and I do want to just start off the show with, we have like tons of stuff that we're giving away, and I'm really excited. You know, kind of what I do is I really just find all the things that I like are my favorite, and Paul Martin's actually just joined us now too.
That's great.
Yeah,
that
is amazing. And again, it's all about, you know, feeding our bodies with good food. They've got everything there is like made from scratch, and anyways, so I just want to start off the show. One, write this phone number down, 419-0008, 419-0008. That is the number that is going to get you to all these great prizes or to be a part of our show in any way whatsoever. So if you have a business, if you have anything that you're promoting in your life out there and you want to share it with the world, this is your resource right here, The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. I do want to also share that we have a new hour if you're just tuning in with us. We are from 6 to 7, 7 to 8, and then again from 2 to 3. And today our 2 to 3 show is our recovery show.
Brighter Side of Recovery, and yeah. We have some amazing guests.
Yeah, and it's all about anything you're waking up to. I mean, anything at all that you're waking up to. So I want to start off with really just looking at who we're going to talk to today. Our first guest is going to be MJ Holt from Thermal Imaging of SoCal. And I know we're going to probably give away some facial imaging.
Yes.
And we've been doing that. Our listeners love it. And I'm excited to hear how many people you've already met and all that stuff. Then we're going to be talking also about 21 things you need to know about diabetes and your heart. And so we're going to be talking with Jill Weisenberger about that. So again, our phone number here is 419-0008, 419-0008. That is the number to get involved in our show. And we're a little bit different than all the other shows, so you need to write that one down. Also, I do want to remind everybody, we are almost at the very end. I think we have one more day to vote, and that is Reader's Choice winner's favorite for the Ventura County Star. And all you have to do, you have to go and vote for 10 people, 10 different categories. And for our show, we're under community and radio shows. So I thank everybody that's already participated in voting, and I appreciate that. And I hope that you do. Tom, do you want to talk about all of our gifts and again?
Yes, we have a $25 Famous Dave's gift certificate, also another $25 gift certificate, and this is for Paul Martin's. Along with that, the California Strawberry Festival is coming May 16th and 17th. We have tickets for that great event. Catch Me If You Can in Simi Valley at the Cultural Arts Center. You know it is a movie, but it's also a play. 40th annual, and it's the Caneo Valley Home Remodeling and Gourmet Food Truck event. And that is happening April 18th and 19th, April 18th and 19th. So join in on that fun if you're a lucky winner. Along with that, Caneo Valley Players Theater, How to Succeed in Business Without Really Trying. That runs through April 12th, just off the 101 at Moore Park Road and Ronald Reagan Presidential Library. Tickets, we're getting closer and closer to the end of Amazing Automobiles. I went there. It's the ultimate car exhibit. You must check it out.
I just wanted to kind of go over this, and Sherry, maybe you could help me out. You know, our newsletter, one, if you're interested in getting our newsletter, it really just tells you about everything that's happening, all of our sponsors, all of our advertisers, kind of about our show.
But incredible blogging now.
Yeah, and so last week I just really kind of put this out there because I really want everybody to think about this. Say yes, and you'll figure it out afterwards. You know, I started just realizing that if you say yes to everything, that means you believe in yourself, that you're going to, you know, you're going to have a new experience. You're going to do something different. And so a lot of people put their life off. And MJ, can you attest to this?
I surely can.
Yeah.
I can.
Yeah, sure.
We put things off. We don't take care of ourselves. We don't do the things that we want to do. We're afraid, or there's a block, or maybe we don't deserve it. All this shows up in the body too. So what we're thinking when we're not saying yes, it's going to show up in the body later in a problem.
Wow. See, there you go. Sure.
I have a friend, a very, very close friend. She had 4th-stage cancer. And, you know, it almost took that to change her whole life. She's doing great. She has 5 years. You know, she's They say you're cured almost after five. I don't know if cured is the right word.
Remission after 5 years.
But she lives on the water, and she just enjoys every day because, you know, she doesn't take it for granted. And
yeah, so I just want to really quick read this. Just say yes. The word yes can actually change your life. Today is the day to say yes to everything. Every time you say yes, you actually open a new door in your life. You never know what opportunities will present themselves when you say yes. Saying yes means you are saying yes and that you believe in yourself and that you are working towards your happiness. And by saying yes, you become your own cheerleader. Every day we do all these things, all these different opportunities that we might turn down and not without even thinking about it. And you never know who you're going to meet, what memory you're making, all these different things. So try not to talk yourself out of it, thinking that it's impossible. And remember that if you say yes, you're actually telling yourself that I'm possible. So with that, your comfort zone is your safe haven. But if we could do something every day to say yes and to reach our goals, that's what it's all about. And
I love what you said about being your own cheerleader, because for a long time, you know, I felt like without my ex-husband, he was my cheerleader in my career, my book, my comp, everything that I was doing. And then when he was no longer in my life, I thought, oh, my God, what am I going to do without my
cheerleader? Who's going to lift me up?
But you know what? It can't be done. You can't be your own cheerleader. And it's so important.
Yeah. And, you know, it's interesting. I have another client. You know, I love when I get inputs because I think of them as like little reminders of what's going on in my life, you know, or like a little reminder. And this lady that I do her hair all the time, very active lady, and her husband was away last week and then her husband was away this week. And she's like, I'm kind of a little lonely. Like, I got to start thinking like, why am I not, you know, what's going on? What happens if he's not around? How do I lift myself up? And I think that's something that we all need to think about is how can we be our best by ourselves, and anybody else that's in our life can
enhance
it.
And do it before you're put in that position. You know, I am watching my mother. She was married for almost 60 years. She's now a widow. And I'm so proud of her. I mean, she really is building a new life. Never thought that was possible for her. My mom and dad were soulmates. As you all know, I lost my dad a couple months ago. But do it while you are thinking about it. Do it now. There's never a wrong moment to do it.
Yeah, anyways, and so I just think it's so important. So I want you guys to have a support team. And I call this our happy hour, meaning fill your life with happiness. And whatever that is, you know, sometimes we forget the people that are, you know, are important to us when all of a sudden we have nothing to do and we don't know what to do. So maybe write a list of all the people that make you happy or all the people that you can call and say, hey, what are you doing right now? And that's kind of what this lady reminded me of. And she was driving up to Big Bear this weekend. It's just like, you know, there was a problem and the lady that was supposed to go with her. And she's like, what am I going to do? Should I go? I'm like, put an email out to everybody.
Is this the one without her husband?
No, she's married. Okay. But,
oh,
you know,
out of town. Yeah.
Yeah, but it's that partnership. Uh-huh. And sometimes we just need to know that we are our own partner. And so I kind of wanted to start the show with that and just really, you know, that be your own best friend.
Well, and remember that it could be that you're calling this person, you're taking a walk on the beach, you're going to their house and walking through their garden, you're meeting for tea, you're meeting for lunch, you're meeting to go surfing or hiking or go for a drive. It doesn't matter. Maybe you're just texting.
There you go.
It doesn't matter at what level we connect. It's just important to connect with our support system and the people that make us feel good.
There you go.
Because what we focus on shows up in our body.
Okay, and we're going to talk about that right now. Again, if you are just tuning in with us right now, you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. And MJ Holt, Thermal Imaging of SoCal. Tell us a little bit for any of my listeners that actually don't know what thermal imaging is, if you could explain.
Sure. It is a digital camera that you stand in front of. We've all seen the Doppler on our weather channel. We're just Dopplering your body.
That's interesting
basically
way to look at it. Yeah.
It's just reading your nervous system. That's the messaging center of your body telling us what's going on in there right now.
But I always get it mixed up with the full body scan.
Okay, the full body scan is more like a CT scan. Thermal imaging is just literally standing in front of a camera reading the temperature of your body, the hot parts and the cold parts.
Okay, Okay.
So how different, I mean, it's not intrusive at all, correct?
Oh, no, I'm in the room with you.
Right.
I can be in there because it's safe, because there's no radiation. Although a CT full body scan isn't that much, it's probably a couple trips to Europe and back, so it's nothing too serious. But radiation accumulates. It does not ever dissipate. So you think about how many x-rays you've had since a kid. How many MRI, you know, not MRIs, but, you know, just think about all the radiation you've been exposed to by the bananas, your plane trips, the dentist, everything. It accumulates.
So MJ, tell us a little bit about how you got into this.
All right. I was working a conference, American College of Advanced Medicine, as a massage therapist. And thermal imaging was the booth right across from me for 4 days. And what I was realizing over each day was, as the doctor is giving the reading of what is being seen on the screen, I knew so much of it already. And the friend that had invited me to work this conference with him asked me why I was going, and I wasn't quite sure, but I knew to stay open and receptive. That was 2 Novembers ago. I was still waking up every morning in January of that next year thinking about it, and so I know, all right, this is no flash in the pan here. This actually means something to me. Is this the next stage of how I am here to help my community and the people around me?
Isn't that interesting how things come to you in your life?
I ask for them and they show up.
I do too. I ask for them too. So tell us, okay, so when you go in, like a client comes into you, let's just start with a facial, okay? Because that's the one I actually understand and have had done,
sure.
Right? Is it's just a picture of your face, correct?
It is. People have a lot of fun. When they see their face on the screen, they end up poking it. Oh, it really is me. It's right now. Oh, my gosh, look. They put their glasses on. They take their glasses off. They you really know it's you right then, live, happening.
But what are some of the things that are so important to be reading on that? A lot of it is your dental, correct?
It is. We read the face like reflexology. So if you're aware of reflexology, we have patterns of the body on our face, our ears, our hands, our feet. And so we can read the face. We're seeing if your liver's congested. We're seeing if you have a headache at the back of your head. We're seeing if you have TMJ. We're seeing if you have a deviated septum. And the thing I do see the most as a technician, we all have gingivitis. We all have some inflammation in our mouth at any given time. I had a crown come off a couple weeks ago. I had to go to the dentist real quick. Doc, I know the answer, but I want to hear yours. Can you see inflammation in x-ray for your teeth? The answer is no, you cannot.
Yeah, I was going to ask you that because they say they see bacteria.
You can see bacteria buildup, but it's got to be so invasive, so bad, a huge collection of it before it starts showing up to create that kind of dysfunction of
inflammation. And if you have that buildup of bacteria, does that mean that you have inflammation?
Absolutely.
Oof, and does that mean that you have an infection going through your body?
Yes, that's called gingivitis.
And then what does that lead to?
Oh, well, we can go real dark here for a second. That can throw an infection up to your brain and retire you. And then really what happens more often is that goes down into your lymphatic system through your neck and then down past your collarbones and then down into your chest. And does it turn into breast cancer? Because that's where breast cancer comes from. Or does it travel down through the torso and down to the prostate or to the liver or to the kidney or to the ovaries? Where do we find cancer? Cancer comes from three things happening in your body: congestive, lymphatic, chronic inflammation, and estrogen dominance, men and women. Those are the three precursors. And if you look at your teeth, Chinese medicine's known this for a really long time. They coordinate your teeth with different parts of your body. It's basically the meridians. And so you can look at your teeth and coordinate it and ask yourself, oh, I had that tooth pulled, or I have a crown, or I have a cavity. Oh, I surely do have digestive problems.
Really?
Yes.
That's so interesting. I do want to remind anybody that's just tuning in with us and waking up with us, I'm so glad that you are starting your day in a positive way here on the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. We're talking with MJ Holt. We are talking about thermal imaging of SoCal. And you know, it's unsuppressed. Okay, it's safe. It's non-invasive, right?
Correct.
And yeah, I mean, it's this is a whole new thing for me since I met you. But not only that, I know you're located in Westlake, right?
I am.
What do we? Do you want to give away a couple?
I would love to.
So tell everybody what you're going to give away.
Okay, I am going to give away one free face image. It's called Cranial.
Right.
Okay. I want to give away a cranial and a spot image. So if there's a problem in your body, we can do one of your face, because I bet we're going to coordinate it to probably something in your periodontal teeth area.
Okay.
But then maybe you have a little pain down in your torso. So I'll do a spot image of that, and I bet it all coordinates together, but I want to show you that. So
okay, perfect. So the phone number here is 419-0008, 419-0008, for your thermal imaging of SoCal with MJ Holt. And give us a call right now, and we'll just give all the phone calls to you, and you can talk to them.
I love it.
Okay, perfect. We're going to take a really quick break, and when we come back, we're going to find a little bit more. And so stay with us. You're listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life.
Mission Oaks Cafe is a favorite destination for all Camarillo natives. Every plate is made with the highest of quality, using fresh ingredients from local farms, enriching your dining experience. Reserve a spot at one of their elegant wine pairing nights, where Chef Joseph Sharp is able to show off his talents of fine cuisine in a four-course meal paired with four fantastic wines from a local winery. Open 7 days a week for lunch and dinner, and for breakfast through dinner on Friday, Saturday, and Sundays. Full bar open later. Call 805-482-1022 to make a reservation. That's 805-482-1022. Visit them online at www.missionoakscafe.com for their full menu and upcoming events.
MJ Holt is the owner of Thermal Imaging of SoCal, where she assists people who want to know what's happening in their body right now. Approved by the FDA in 1982, digital infrared thermal imaging is an unsurpassed, safe, non-invasive screening technique that detects the sympathetic nervous system that reacts and responds to pain, pathology, injury, or dysfunction anywhere in the body that may go undetected with X-ray and other tools. Thermal Imaging of SoCal is located in Westlake Village, here to serve by appointment. Call Thermal Imaging of SoCal when you are ready. 310-463-2318 or visit tiofsc.com.
Hi, Allison Ross here from the Center for Eating Recovery to tell you the real reason why your last weight loss attempt didn't work. Diets offer food advice but leave us to battle overwhelming food cravings that sabotage the effort. We help you to break free from the vicious yo-yo dieting cycle. As a psychotherapist specializing in eating, I have developed an 8-week course called Hunger Balance that works at the root of the problem. Our therapeutic approach will release your mind from the craving state, break your emotional dependence on food, and make it easy to make healthy choices. Listeners of The Kim Pagano Show get $100 off when you register for a course. Call us at 818-836-4600 or visit us at centerforeatingrecovery.com.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally, on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone, and thank you so much for joining us here on The Brighter Side of Life. And the Brighter Side of Life in the 805, that's where we're talking right now. And waking up with us here, I do want to remind everybody that we have another hour right after this. So we are 6 to 7, 7 to 8. And we always have tons of things that we're giving away here. And so I would love to try and give something away. How about, a pair of tickets to the California Strawberry Festival. It's that time again, and that is Saturday and Sunday, May 16th and 17th, 10 to 6:30. And that is over at the Strawberry Meadows of College Park. And I would love to give those away right now. So 805-419-0008, 419-0008. All right. So, MJ, tell us a little bit about, so I know you're really into, like, massaging and all that stuff. And what do we, I mean, because I'm a hair therapist, so I know my shoulders and my neck are always tense. Is that, does that really wear on our body? I mean, I know we're in pain, but is that pain, dangerous for us, or how does that work?
Well, the pain comes from inflammation, and it's the overuse of muscles without finding the balance of the opposite muscle, you know, stretching or whatever's needed to counterbalance the activity for the day. And so what we see in thermal imaging, to, you know, just to talk about that for a second, we see in thermal imaging, it shows up as inflammation. And it shows like red, white, red, orange. Those are very, very hot, showing inflammation. So if we were to do, say, your back, Kim, we did your face, but if we were to do the back, we would see all these muscles back here at the top of our shoulders, between our shoulder blades, really inflamed. As the massage therapist, I get to work those out and make them all soft and squishy and blue and green. Nice, beautiful, calming colors.
Wow. And now you talked about a couple things that are definite, I want to say, lead-ins, unfortunately, to cancer. And you talked about the
lymphatic system.
Yes. Tell me a little bit about that. I'm kind of interested in knowing, I mean, because I was actually on a cruise and they were doing a massage on me, and I'm like, she's like, ooh, you're really tender.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, what does that mean?
Well, if we're, there's a lot of tenderness on the chest area for a lot of people. Part of it is our pec muscles, because our arms are in front doing whatever it is we're doing all day, and we don't stretch those out at the end of the day, again, to balance that back out and loosen those up. Part two could be that your lymphatic system is congested. That's one of the precursors to things like cancer.
And so what would somebody do to
drain your lymphatic
system?
Well, I would start with first stretching. Stretching is very important, okay? Stretching does help your lymphatic flow. You can talk to any yoga instructor about that, and they could explain that to you in a little bit more detail.
Would you say that's the best exercise is yoga for our health?
Part of it.
Yeah, there's like
a whole part.
Yeah, definitely.
Because where's your cardio?
Yeah, okay. I guess your muscles.
Yeah, you need weight-bearing activity as well. So that would be a good part of it. If you were doing yoga, weight-bearing, and cardio, there's a good, along with your healthy eating, whatever that means for you, then there's a good balanced thing going on for you.
Okay.
Back to the lymphatic system. Our diaphragm at the bottom of our chest, our diaphragm is the pump for our lymphatic system. How many of us sit down all day long at a desk, hunched over, looking at the computer, arms in front? What do you think is happening? It's constricting all of that.
Mm.
Versus getting your chest back, your shoulders down, breathing in through your nose, out through your mouth, pumping your lymphatic system.
So is that what we can consciously do?
Yes.
And that really helps us?
Yes. Stand, sit up straight. You're not sitting back in your chair. You're sitting up in your chair. Chairs weren't meant to sit back in. Chairs were meant to sit on. And
okay.
up in.
Okay.
So sit up straight, breathe in through your nose, out through your mouth, and you can be doing that while you're working at your desk.
There you go. Let's all do that. Let's all take a deep breath right now. And you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show. MJ, tell everybody where to find you.
I am located in Oasis Wellness Center, which is in the courtyard of Westlake on Thousand Oaks Boulevard. I look through that beautiful courtyard at the Ducati, Rolls-Royce, Bentley dealership, all those pretty things.
Yeah.
So we're in the courtyard. It's 3625 East Thousand Oaks Boulevard, and it is Suite 221.
And give out your phone number.
I'm at 310-463-2318. You can call or text.
There you go. And you know what? We're gonna go into our next guest, but do you want to give out another one?
I do.
Okay. So go ahead. Tell everybody what it is.
Okay, it is a free torso spot image. This is going to go from the top of your head to the bottom of your pubic bone. We're going to see everything.
Oh, wow, that's huge. That's huge. Okay, 419-0008, 419-0008. Stay with us. We're going to go on to our next guest, which is Jill Weisenberger, and we're going to talk about 21 things you need to know about diabetes and your heart, and there's some risk factors. We are talking about health today in this morning here, and of course, you know, you feel better, you look better, you do better, and that's what it's all about. Again, you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show. We'll be right back.
Uh-huh. I'm a lifelong Ventura County resident, and I hate to admit it, but I'm guilty of something, and I'm guilty of being what you call a hair jumper. And what that means is that I'm not really loyal to any one particular barber, stylist, or hair cutter, and that also means my hair doesn't always look as good or as great as it could. Until, that is, I met Kim Pagano, the one and only hair therapist of Westlake Village. Now, I wasn't a believer until I got up from her chair and saw the magic she did on this head of hair, and I know she's going to do the same for you. So give her a call, 818-612-0832. That's 818-612-0832. She's going to change your life. She's going to change the life of your hair, and she's going to end your days as a hair jumper. Give Kim Pagano, the hair therapist of Westlake Village, a call. It's 818-612-0832.
Duvall Treatment Centers, based in Southern California, provides innovative and cutting-edge treatment tailored specifically for teens aged 13 to 18 struggling with addiction and mental health issues. With two residential treatment centers in Topanga and Ojai and two partial hospitalization and outpatient facilities in Bel Air and Ojai, we provide the most effective level of care to meet our clients' unique needs. Our strength-based, solution-focused program empowers our clients to become the engine of their recovery. For more information, go to evolvetreatment.com or call 1-800-665-GROW.
Waking up to your aliveness is what Sherry Gaba teaches her clients in person, by phone, or through Skype. Sherry teaches you how to live a life filled with harmony, peace, joy, and purpose, with real tools to change anything in your life, whether it's a relationship, career, financial abundance, anxiety, depression, or any addiction, whether it's alcohol, food, even obsessive love, or the internet. Sherry is a licensed psychotherapist and a certified transformation and recovery coach. Call Sherry at 818-756-3338. Email her at sherry@sgabatherapy.com. And check out her website at www.sherrygaba.com.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally, on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone, and thank you so much for joining us here this morning, and I hope that you're having a great weekend. And again, our next guest is Jill Weisenberger, and she's going to be talking about 21 things you need to know about diabetics and your heart. And Jill, welcome.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Thank you so much for being here. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, I'm a registered dietitian nutritionist, and I'm also a certified diabetes educator in Southeast Virginia. And I spend a lot of time working with patients who have diabetes or pre-diabetes, those who are at risk for it or risk for heart disease. And that's really what brought me to write this book, 21 Things You Need to Know About Diabetes and Your Heart.
Wow. So is this your first book?
No, this is my third book.
Oh, good for you. Good for you. What are your other books about?
The first one is also a diabetes book. It's called Diabetes Weight Loss Week by Week, and that one came out in 2012, and my second one came out in December, so number two and number three came out pretty close to each other. So the second one is called The Overworked Person's Guide to Better Nutrition.
Mm.
Oh, I like that.
Okay, and are you a nutritionist?
I am. I'm a registered dietitian nutritionist.
Okay. I think you said that. I'm sorry. I was getting texts in here right now.
And why passion for heart and diabetes?
Why a passion for those two? Well, they go together, which I think a lot of people don't realize, but they affect so many people. You know, heart disease is the number one killer of Americans. And I don't think people either they don't know that or they're just not as fearful or concerned about heart disease as they are perhaps breast cancer or some other type of cancer. And it's easy to ignore. It's all in the background. So I think people aren't giving enough attention to it. And I wanted to call more attention to it. And, you know, not just for people with diabetes, but for everybody. But, it's, you know, especially for people with diabetes because their risk for heart disease is double to quadruple. Than if they didn't have diabetes.
That's interesting. We have MJ Holden here, and she does thermal imaging. And MJ, I know you wanted to say something.
Hi, Jill.
Hi.
I wanted to say that, yes, in thermal imaging, we see that when the body is so congested that the body reroutes fluids. And a lot of times we see the rerouting of fluid back to the heart. And then part two, if we find plaquing in the mouth, if someone has a lot of plaquing in the mouth, you're going to find plaquing in other parts of the body, mostly the heart.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Well, that's interesting.
So it goes right along with what Jill's doing.
And we were talking earlier about how the, you know, scientists have not really looked at women in heart disease as rigorously as they have for men, correct?
That's probably true. I think that's changing quite a bit, fortunately.
Yes.
You know, and women feel the symptoms of a heart attack perhaps very differently from men. So I think that's something else that a lot of women don't understand. They aren't likely or not as likely to have that gripping pain in their chest like a man is. They might have pain in their arm, pain in their jaw, nausea, pain in their back. And I think that's one of the reasons that they might not seek attention right away. Another reason is women just think that, well, they couldn't have a heart attack.
That's what we just talked about in the beginning of our show, because, you know, we're kind of all like, we take care of everybody else, right? Oh, we'll be fine. I'll just take a Tylenol or I'll lay down for a second. But that's really the wrong thing, correct?
Yes, and you don't want to be looking on the internet for symptoms of heart attack or symptoms of stroke if you think you're having one.
That's interesting.
You want to know them and you want to get help right away.
Right. And I do want to remind anybody that's just tuning in with us right now that you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. We're talking with Jill Weisenberger. We're talking about 21 things you need to know about diabetes and your heart. And now I know that you talk about the ABCs of diabetics. Tell us a little bit about that.
The ABCs of diabetes are kind of the backbone of lifestyle and medical intervention. So the A stands for A1C, and that has to do with blood sugar control. So an A1C is a measurement that looks at average blood sugar control over a couple of months. So that's the A. B is blood pressure, and C is cholesterol. And that is what I... This is really what drove me to write this book. So I work with patients and clients with diabetes, and not surprisingly, they focus nearly 100% of their efforts on their blood sugar numbers because, you know, diabetes is defined by blood sugar. But I want them to know about the B and the C because they're heart-related, but it's still part of their diabetes management care.
And that's really interesting. Now, high blood pressure. Talk to us a little bit about that.
Well, high blood pressure is not at all uncommon among people with diabetes, and that's true for type 1 diabetes and type 2 diabetes. And type 2 is the more common type. And the underlying cause of type 2 diabetes is an insulin resistance. So the body doesn't use insulin very well. Well, in insulin resistance, the body has high levels of insulin. I think that's confusing for a lot of people. But when they are resistant to the insulin, the pancreas puts out high levels of it. Well, these high levels of insulin affect a lot of things in the body. And one of the things that it does is it raises blood pressure. So people with diabetes are much more likely to have high blood pressure.
Now, what about people with high blood pressure? Are they more likely to have diabetes, or does it not really work that way?
Well, I don't think that the high blood pressure is likely to cause the diabetes, but I do think that we see risk factors and medical problems in clusters. So the same thing that may be causing the high blood pressure may also lead to diabetes down the line.
That's interesting. Okay. And so what are some of the best diet and eating habits for someone with diabetes or anybody that has heart disease?
Well, the good news is that the primary recommendations are the same for everybody, whether they have diabetes or heart disease or if they're at risk for them. So that's the good news. The main difference is that somebody who has diabetes really has to pay attention to the amount of food and the type of food that they eat at every single meal and every single snack, where you and I, if we don't have diabetes, we're really kind of looking at it over the course of a day. But when you have diabetes, you have to look at it every eating event is its own unit, because the amount of carbohydrates you eat will raise your blood sugar. So if you have a small amount, you raise your blood sugar a little bit. If you have a large amount, you raise your blood sugar a lot. So the general guidelines are the same. And that means eating the appropriate amount of food for your weight.
Right. MJ, can you see any of this when you're doing your thermal imaging?
Well, directly and sort of what indirectly, I was thinking as she was talking just now, Jill, as you were talking just now, that I think it's great we eat correctly. What I see as a technician is that if our digestive system is congested because we haven't cleaned out the bottom end of it, called the gallbladder and a colon, then are we going to get the nutrients that we need from the food with these diseases in, from our, as it passes through our small intestines?
What's your thought on that, Jill?
Well, what's going on in the colon should not make a whole lot of difference what's going on above it, because digestion occurs primarily in the small intestine, not the large intestine. There are a few little caveats there, but for the most part, I'm not concerned that somebody can't digest and absorb their nutrients because of what's going on in their colon. But I want my patients to eat the appropriate amount of food for their weight. I want them to spread it out over the day. So, you know, in other words, let's not eat a skimpy breakfast and a skimpy lunch and then eat nonstop from 5 to 10.
Ooh, that's not good.
Very basic things, more wholesome foods, more foods that look like nature gave it to us, as opposed to foods that look like they came from, you know, an assembly line.
Do you like juicing or these naked juice drinks that I'm drinking right now?
I don't know that particular brand, so I can't really comment on it. But I think juice has a terrific place in the diet. Now, I do caution my patients with diabetes, though, that, you know, they can drink a lot of juice without it seeming like a lot of juice. So it can raise their blood sugar very high. So instead of saying don't have or have this amount or that amount, I just like them to check it out. So they can measure their blood sugar right before they eat.
Right. Jill, what are we going to
measure it 2 hours after they eat, and they can see the effect that the food had.
Right. Definitely. You know, I do want to remind anybody that's just tuning in with us right now that you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. And what are we going to find in your book?
Well, the 21 things you need to know about diabetes in your heart is an introduction to the connection between diabetes and heart disease. And it covers foods to eat and how to measure your blood sugar, what all these things mean. So it covers the ABCs, the A1C, the blood pressure, and the cholesterol. It talks specifically about dietary fats, which ones are good for us, which ones we should avoid, and how to get started on changing your diet, the power of exercise, even talks a little bit about medications for blood sugar, blood pressure, and cholesterol.
Talk to us briefly about that. What are the, I mean, what's your thought on that, the medications that we take for all of that?
Well, my thought is that they often are a very good choice for people, and that really depends on so many things, and the primary conversation has to happen between the patient and the physician. But my role as a certified diabetes educator is to help them understand what the medications do, because they all have different
side effects, yeah. And now my question is there any way that we can get away from having any medications and naturally being able to, you know, lower our blood pressure or lower our diabetes, or, you know what I mean? Is that...
Well, without a doubt, healthy living improves all of these things.
So to sum that up, healthy living, that's our diet, that's our exercise, correct?
Sure, and there's so much that has to do with the diet and the exercise, and those could be hour-long shows each, you know?
Right.
But there's more to it than that. There's stress management, there's smoking cessation for anybody who may be a smoker, sleep management. So we know that people
Sleep, really, if you are sleep deprived, that's just so interesting to me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
puts a lot of stress on the body.
There's a lot of research around sleep now showing that there's a correlation, there's a relationship between sleep deprivation and obesity, sleep deprivation and heart disease, and also sleep deprivation and diabetes.
Wow.
And there's been some studies that show when people are sleep deprived, they eat more high carbohydrate, junky, snacky foods like chips and things like that.
And you know what's always interesting to me is why do we crave, like there's times that I don't crave any sugar or any, you know, salt or chips, but then there's sometimes that, exactly, I just brought some jelly beans in, but you know, and then all of a sudden I'm like, oh, wait, you know, I all of a sudden you start craving it. And so is that your body actually telling you that you need the salt or you need the...
No, I don't think it's that. Honestly, I think that maybe it's jelly bean season because Easter's only a couple of weeks away.
No, I'm not talking about just jelly beans, but I'm talking about sometimes I'll be like, oh, I just got to have one potato chip, and I don't usually eat that. Or, you know, I just need peanut butter right now. You know, I don't know. I mean, do you guys ever do that? Tom, do you ever crave different things? Yeah.
Oh, I'm craving avocados right now, so I'm doing one a day because my body wants whatever the avocado has.
See, now that's a good healthy crave right there.
Yeah, I know, but I'm yumming on those jelly beans too.
Okay, yeah. Sherry, do you ever feel like you're craving different things that you want to eat?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
All the time, mostly sugar, chocolate.
See, yeah. So, Jill, what does that mean?
I don't think that it means that the body is signaling that we are lacking a nutrient. I think we just sometimes crave things. Sometimes it's psychological, sometimes it's behavioral, it's environmental. I really don't believe that we have any solid research that suggests that it has anything to do with something lacking in the body. Now, there is one exception to that, and that is people often have pica, where they will eat clay, toilet bowl,
I have heard of pica.
Like that. And those people are almost always horribly, horribly deficient in iron, and correcting the iron deficiency corrects the corrects that craving.
And that's a real disease, pica, right?
What's that?
I said that's a real disease.
Kids get that. Children get that.
Well, I think anybody gets it.
Yeah, but I think more children get it.
We see that sometimes in pregnant women, and we do see it sometimes in children. We see it, you know, across the board. It's not super common.
My dog must have it.
But even craving ice, it's often related to an iron deficiency.
Oh, that's interesting. All right, Jill, where do we find your book?
Well, you can go into any of the bookstores or any of the online bookstores, and you can find it there. You can also visit my website to learn more about it, and that's just my name, JillWeisenberger.com.
You got it. Well, thank you so much for being a guest here on The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. All right. Well, we are already almost at the end of our show, and, of course, I'd love to give something away right now. Catch me if you can, Simi Valley Cultural Arts Center, and that's going on now till April 5th, and I've heard it's really good. I heard it was a really good show, so... let's give away a couple of tickets to that. 419-0008, 419-0008. Sherry, what's going on in your life right now?
Well, I'm so excited. I've been swamped, but excited to be launching next week Recovery Today Summit. Actually, that's the website, Recovery Today Summit. It is incredible. We have some guests that are on there that have been on the Kim Pagano radio show and the Brighter Side of Recovery. There'll be 23 guests. It's free to listen. There'll be bonus gifts and just amazing information related to all kinds of recovery.
And where, how do people?
They just opt in. They just go to the website, recoverytodaysummit.com, and they put in their email, and they are set. It's going to be March 23rd to the 31st.
Okay.
And again, many of the guests
have been on our show.
And they're going to talk about, you know, it's not just, again, recovery from drugs and alcohol. It's like we talk about always on our Brighter Side of Recovery, recovering from anything that's keeping you asleep.
What are some of them recovering from, or what are they going to be
talking
about?
We're going to talk about love addiction. We have this incredible person talking about love.
Who is that?
Ethelie Van Ayer.
Okay.
She's actually a screenwriter, and she wrote a book about love addiction, her own love addiction, her own alcoholism. We're going to have somebody talking about let's see, we do have a lot of people talking about being present, learning how to be present.
Why is that so hard as a therapist? Why do you think, I mean, it's almost like we need, like, you know, have you ever seen where people wear rubber bands and they just kind of slap themselves, you know, like, you know, snap kinda, it yeah. to come
we
back?
We live in an autopilot society. And so
I wonder if that comes from, you know, computers.
Instant gratification.
And, yeah.
Well, you have instant gratification. You have the EMF that's kind of changing the way we're processing things. And so we do have to be in the moment.
You know, it's interesting. Yesterday, I was sitting there thinking, you know how you kind of like, and I, Tom, I want to even include you in this, where it's like, you kind of like reevaluate your life. You know, you kind of look at like, wait, why am I doing this? Do I love this? Do I love that? Do I, you know what I mean? You kind of do an inventory of life. Do you ever do that?
Yeah, and you're wondering, can you do something else now?
Yeah.
Or are you stuck? Did you trap yourself?
Yeah, you know, and you know, sometimes we actually close ourselves in and cut things off that we maybe, like, why are we doing it hard? Why don't we work smarter, not harder?
Exactly.
I mean, all of us do that. And as a therapist, any input on that?
We get stuck. We get trapped. A lot of people disassociate. They're not really in the moment.
They shut down, right?
Instead of going, they're just kind of doing the next thing and the next thing and the next thing, and they're not. And it's all about slowing down the nervous system.
Yeah,
slowing it down.
Well, you know what's interesting to me is if you are a person that really, in whatever situation you're at, you do your best. You are a person of excellence. Okay,
you just keep showing up.
Yeah,
you just keep.
But you can't just show up. You have to really be there.
Oh, participate.
Okay, and yeah, but be your best. Like, what is your best? Are you here? Are you on the radio show? Are you listening to my radio show right now? Are you, you know what I mean? Are you writing?
Are you multitasking?
Yeah, are you? Because a lot of us do that.
Well, because Oprah's told us to.
Yeah.
Oprah's told us to.
Multitask?
A long time ago, back in the 80s, she was saying multitasking.
Oh,
and now.
Sort of coined it.
Oh, no, she changed her story, though. You asked her now.
Yeah.
It is about being present. Why worry? Why would you say something like, oh my gosh, what am I going to do about what might happen tomorrow?
Yeah.
What happened to today and right here and right now?
And living in the moment.
Yes.
Yeah. So I challenge everybody right now to really just wherever you're at, whatever your plans are today, just are you taking your life in the direction that you really want it? And are you conscious of what you are doing and your family, kind of like your whole program, kind of, it's almost like being on a horse and it's just running with you. Do you ever feel like your horse is just running without any, you know, you don't even know where you're going anymore. And also,
and we also
it's
have
like,
to reevaluate our directions.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, pull back the reins for a second and kind of take a self, you know, reflection of
what is your body,
your
feel?
Home,
is your, body
your life, your
at
business.
A high level? Are you feeling, are you just, where's the joy? Are you feeling joyful? Those are the signs you want to look for.
Right.
And it's all in your body, right?
Yeah, and I'm listening to something in my car right now that's on CD, and I'm being reminded to, if I don't feel good about something,
that's a sign.
You stop what you're doing. You take a breath. You think about the direction you want to go in, and maybe you don't continue down that path, or maybe you just take a step to the side. But be honest with yourself.
Right. And again, you know, that's actually going to just take us right into our next show. And we've got Nikki Baldwin. She is a traveling consultant, and I'm so excited. The Kim Pagano Show is going to be doing a cruise. And I'm so excited. So I'm inviting all of our guests to do that. And then we're going to talk with Allie Berman on choosing a good life. Why do we have to settle for anything less than that? And that's what it's all about, is choosing a good life.
Well, did someone tell you that you weren't worthy?
I don't know. See,
oh, you weren't,
I mean,
good enough.
Yeah.
Or
see,
you weren't...
I mean, and I think it's ourselves always holding ourselves back. So, anyways, I'm really excited to share our next hour with you. Stay with us. You're listening to the Kim Pagano Show. I'm going to throw something else out there right now for all of my listeners, and that is a $25 Famous Dave's, another one of my favorite. Love their ribs, love their barbecue sauce. These are all my favorites that I want to share with all of you out there. And again, the phone number here is 419-0008, 419-0008. Just leave us your name and your number, and one of the team members will get back to you. We are growing leaps and bounds, and so we've got a couple people now that we are trying to get all of your calls and all that stuff. So we want to hear from everybody. MJ Holt, thank you so much for being here. Tell everybody again where to find you.
In Westlake at 3625 T.O. Boulevard, Suite 221. I'm at 310-463-2318. Call or text.
Can we give one more thing away?
Oh, twisting my arm today. Of course we can. Oh, I love helping people. All right. One more head image.
There you go. Head image from MJ Holt, and that's Thermal Imaging of SoCal. Of course, we're going to end this part of our show, and but I definitely want you to stay with us from 7 to 8, the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. And this one is A Moment of Happiness. Sometimes you will never know the value of a moment until it becomes a memory. With that, stay with us. We'll be right back.
MJ Holt is the owner of Thermal Imaging of SoCal, where she assists people who want to know what's happening in their body right now. Approved by the FDA in 1982, digital infrared thermal imaging is an unsurpassed, safe, non-invasive screening technique that detects the sympathetic nervous system that reacts and responds to pain, allergy, injury, or dysfunction anywhere in the body that may go undetected with X-ray and other tools. Thermal Imaging of SoCal is located in Westlake Village, here to serve by appointment. Call Thermal Imaging of SoCal when you are ready, 310-463-2318, or visit tiofsc.com.
Surfaces USA is your natural stone and tile superstore. Come browse the largest selection of natural stone, glass, porcelain, ceramic, and composite tile and slabs. Choose your kitchen or bath countertops from our rich selection of unique and exotic granite, marble, and onyx slabs. Ask about our installation project management and free design consultation services. We bring the wholesale directly to the public. Call us today, 805-604-1568, or visit us online at www.surfacesusa.com. Conveniently located at 380 South Lombard Street in Oxnard. Surfaces USA will help make your dream home a reality.
Hi, Allison Ross here from the Center for Eating Recovery to tell you the real reason why your last weight loss attempt didn't work. Diets offer food advice, but leave us to battle overwhelming food cravings that sabotage the effort. We help you to break free from the vicious yo-yo dieting cycle. As a psychotherapist specializing in eating, I have developed an 8-week course called Hunger Balance that works at the root of the problem. Our therapeutic approach will release your mind from the craving state, break your emotional dependence on food, and make it easy to make healthy choices. Listeners of The Kim Pagano Show get $100 off when you register for a course. Call us at 818-836-4600 or visit us at centerforeatingrecovery.com.